Our special guest has arrived, Nathan Connolly. You'll know him from Snow Patrol, of course, and he's got another band, Little Matador. Here they are. Little Matador, Stitch Yourself Up, and the man's here himself, Nathan. How you doing, Nathan?
I'm good, thank you for having me.
When I announced earlier on you were coming on, people were thinking, no, does that mean Snow Patrol are splitting up, you know, because you've got a different band?
No, absolutely not. It's not a letter of resignation by any means, you know. It's just doing something different. You know, Gary's Guitar Pony going on, and yeah, I just needed to make a different record, you know.
Yeah. Where do you get the time? Seriously?
I had to invent a time machine.
No, you must be one of the busiest bands in the world anyway, you know, so how do you get the time? You know, the time you have to devote to get a band together, you know?
Yeah, no, literally just in a week or two between tours, I went to the studio, you know, last year, and that's literally how I've had to do it. You know, the rest of the guys are in different bands as well, so it was a bit of a logistical nightmare, but well, we made it happen, you know.
It's a harder sound than sure. Snow Patrol, but that's the kind of thing you were doing anyway before you joined Snow Patrol.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess for anybody that knew what I was doing before, like, you know, back in the... Well, you had Fuel In a long time ago. And, you know, so it won't be as much of a shock, but yeah, for some people it'll be, you know, strange for them. But you know, it's still melodic, and that's kind of where my heart is, you know, a lot of the time. I mean, we listen to all sorts of music between the five of us, but yeah, you know, I think it's healthy. You know?
So was there this sort of loud, noisy, distorted beast wanting to get out during Snow Patrol Records? You know, I mean, was it ever the case, Gary, why don't we really go mad on this one, you know? and you have to rein it in because it's a Snow Patrol record.
No, because, you know, those records just kind of have become what they've become, and they turn into that, you know. They just take their own route, you know, where and there's this is, I guess, I joined that band, so, you know, which, and have become, you know, integral part, but it's just a very different thing, you know. But yeah, I mean, I certainly needed to get a bit of my rock out, though.
So how long have you been in Snow Patrol?
12 years.
See, are you? Is it ever thrown in your way? You're only here 12 years. We've been here 15 or whatever.
Well, no, because there's some people that have only been there less than me. So, I throw it in. You know,
you're not the first year anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm not the new boy. I haven't been for a long time. But I mean, it's a long 12 years. Is a lot's happened in that time, and you know, people kind of forget that it's been that long. But
to be fair, you were brought in when all the meteoric rise happened. So it's you're the catalyst.
Absolutely, yes.
For final for final straw taking off.
It was all me, yeah.
So, I mean, I've spoken to bands before. Lots of major bands over the years have said it was healthy to spin off and do your own thing. It's like exercising a demon. You know, you want to make a rock album, or you want to do a jazz album, then go and do it, and then you come back to the band, sort of recharge and revitalize. You know, is that the case?
Absolutely. I mean, it's what you learn working with other musicians and what I can bring back into the patrol is part of the reason, you know. But it's for me, it's the first time taking charge and writing all the lyrics for a record, and which is it's a new step, and it's challenging. And I think sometimes you can get pretty complacent and comfortable with what you do and your role, and this was kind of partly to change.
I suppose
that
this maybe serves as a wee reminder about why you got into music in the first place.
We're back in a van, we're going on tour, and it's going to be a different tour in the patrol, I guess, but that's, it's going to be fun, back in the sweaty rock clubs and having fun,
How did you go about recruiting who was in the band? Because you must be aware, it's a bit like you getting the call from Snow Patrol all those years ago. You phoning anybody to get involved with your project, they'd think, oh, this is great,
Well, so, yeah, I mean, they all did, but they've all been in bands and been doing this, themselves. So, and they're all old pros.
So
who, not that they're old.
Who did you draft in? Were there people you'd sort of had in your mind for a while?
Yeah, absolutely. Gavin Fox, I mean, all these guys we've talked about making a record either individually at some point or, Dave LaFaro I was in Fuel with anyway.
Yeah.
I handpicked everyone I knew who I wanted. And I mean, there's a risk with that because there's nothing worse than getting your best mates into a room and finding out there's no chemistry.
Yeah.
That can be kind of, that was the only really big concern I had. But once we got in, it was fine,
As you say, the chemistry, it has to work.
You don't have to tell one person, sorry, it didn't work out. It's a pretty, horrible thing to have to do. But luckily it didn't go that way, and it's been, it doesn't really feel like we've been, together a year or since we started making the record.
Yeah. So what about that? You're playing with Queens of the Stone Age, obviously, in the Odyssey.
Yeah, can't wait. Amazing,
You're a fan of Josh Homme and the boys anyway,
certainly a fan of Queens, absolutely.
Yeah. And so what other dates are happening then?
We're out next week with Jimmy Eat World, a few dates in the UK, and then we got a few of our own. Scotland, we're in Manchester, Glasgow, Dublin, it's like 2 weeks.
Are you doing a wee intimate gig here anywhere? Is the Odyssey gig the only chance we'll get to see
it? It's the only one for this year. Next year, it will hopefully, the album will be out in the first couple of months of next year.
Yeah.
So we'll be out a lot more then.
Isn't that a crazy thing to be able to say? The only chance you'll get to see us is the Odyssey,
It's because, technically, this is, I know it's technically a side project, but I prefer to see it as a new band,
Yeah.
And, I'm obviously with certain perks because of my job, but we're pretty lucky and honoured to get Nine Inch Nails, Queens of Stone Age shows. It's
brilliant,
it's amazing,
brilliant. So I know this is your baby for the moment. Then what about the wider picture for Snow Patrol next year?
We'll make an album next year.
Yeah.
We took a year out this year because we've been so busy. And there's still things come up, and there's always stuff happening with Patrol, but. We'll be back in. There'll be an album next year, probably later next year.
I know. I've heard you say it in the press. Are the best gigs when you come home?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No hesitation there.
Not at all. They're just. I mean, it's always a weird one because you don't want to alienate anyone else from somewhere else. But
yeah.
But at the same time, it's our hometown, and they always are. I mean, Scottish shows as well are a close second for us. So. But Belfast is special.
Yeah, I remember even speaking to Jake from the Stiff Little Fingers and Andy from Therapy and all, and they used to sort of rhyme off all these brilliant gigs, but he said there was just nothing like coming home.
It's just, there's something kind of, especially, I guess, when you're from here and you know, and all the lads, most of us are from here, but it's, you know, Belfast for me is always, you know, because I gigged here since I was 16, you know, so it's always...
You're an old man.
Well, I'm twice that now. So,
yes, okay. Right, listen, you're going to give us a song. What are you going to play?
This is a song off the record called Shatter. It's a sort of acoustic version of it. So okay. It's the first time I've played it this way. So so there you go.
Okay, far away. Good great. Luck.
Yeah. Thank you. I like the way I just dropped that in there in the end. All right, whenever, yeah.
Go ahead.
How long will this burn in my head? You shocked us when you dropped. You hit the floor, dead weight, dead weight. Your body let you down. I shake, out cold on the ground. Touch her and I will shatter, shatter. 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 I tried to pick you up, lay you down. You ache, panicked, you reach for me. I wait, you struggle and you fight. You wake, no memory of the night. Touch her and I will shatter, shatter. Touch her and I will shatter, shatter. Touch her and I will shatter, shatter. Touch her and I will shatter, shatter.
Brilliant, Nathan. Thank you very much, mate. Thank you.
Cheers,
and,
thank you.
No, super. And listen, good luck. And feel free to drop in any time.
Great, well,
thanks. And tell the boys good luck, okay?
Thank you very much. Cheers, Robin.